Hi, everybody. Welcome to our third installment of 2012's Signature Snaps. Last week, we took a look at the top five passing plays of the season. This week, we switch sides of the ball and look at the top five defensive plays. Be sure to vote for your favorite in the poll. Let's get started. Play number one is M.D. Jennings' 72-yard interception return for a touchdown at Detroit in Week 11. Now, this is the play that turns this game around. The Lions are leading 10-7 in the third quarter, and they're across midfield when Matthew Stafford's pass deflects off the hands of tight end Tony Scheffler. M.D. Jennings snags it, and he's off to the races. Jennings does some nice tightrope work along the sideline, gets great blocking from his teammates, and takes it all the way for the score, and the young safety finally has something to be remembered by other than what happened in Seattle. Play number two is Morgan Burnett's interception in the end zone against the Vikings in Week 13. Again, this is a game changer. Minnesota is leading 14-10 early in the third quarter, knocking on the door to score again. But Christian Ponder, as he scrambles to his right, makes a bad decision, tries to throw back across the field to Michael Jenkins in the back of the end zone, and Burnett is there for the leaping interception that keeps the Packers in the game, and the Packers would rally to win. Play number three is Mike Daniels' 43-yard fumble return for a touchdown against Detroit in Week 14. Again, the Packers are behind. This time it's 14-3. Stafford has the ball simply slip out of his hands. Now, normally, a big guy like Daniels is just going to fall on the ball, but not this rookie. He picks it up, rambles all the way for the touchdown, even does a Lambo leap at the end. The Packers are back in the game at 14-10, and they would go on to another victory. Play number four is another rookie, Casey Hayward, his interception at Chicago in Week 15. Hayward led the Packers and all rookies in the NFL with 6 interceptions in 2012, and this was a big one. It comes with less than 2 minutes to go in the first half. The score is tied 7-7. Hayward's defending Devin Hester in the slot. Jay Cutler throws the ball right to him, and his return sets up the Packers for a touchdown before half to take the lead, and the Packers would go on to clinch their second straight NFC North title. Play number five is Sam Shields' 52-yard interception return for a touchdown at San Francisco in the divisional playoffs. This is just the fourth snap of the game, and Colin Kaepernick makes a bad decision scrambling to his left. Shields is there for the pick. He takes it to the house and gives the Packers the early lead. Unfortunately, this was probably the last defensive highlight for the Packers in this game, and probably the last bad decision Kaepernick made as well. There you have it, the top five defensive plays of 2012. Be sure to vote for your favorite, and we'll catch you next time on Signature Snaps with the top five special teams plays. Thanks for watching, everybody. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com.